This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Nara Goya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the need to provide reservation for women in the democratic structure. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said that women's participation strengthens the country's democracy. He said India's Nari Shakti has made immense contributions and a special session of Parliament's budget session is going to be held from 16 of this month. Speaking on the occasion, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ensures women's empowerment, self-respect and democratic participation. She stated that today the daughters of the country are becoming the flag bearers of the nation development journey. India on Sunday categorically rejected China's renaming some places in Arunachal Pradesh and said such claims and attempts to manufacture baseless narratives cannot alter the undeniable reality that they are part of Indian territories. External Affairs Ministry of India said China should refrain from actions such as inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. New Delhi's reaction came in response to Beijing's announcing Chinese names for several places in Arunachal Pradesh. He also added that India categorically rejects any mischievous attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. The United States military starts a maritime blockade of Iranian ports from Monday following orders from President Donald Trump to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or misstep by the US or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claimed that it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said the move is necessary to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions and express hope that Tehran would return to negotiations. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his warm greetings and best wishes to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Sanken. He expressed his hope that the sacred festival would inspire all to walk the path of compassion, peace and righteousness as shown by Lord Buddha. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today flagged in and felicitated the state contingent that participated in the first Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 held in Raipur, Chhattisgarh from March 25 to April 3rd. 2026, congratulating athletes and coaches for the outstanding performance. Arunachal Pradesh secured an impressive fifth position among 30 states and union territories, while emerging as the best performing state from the Northeast, winning a total of 11 medals, 6 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze. Addressing athletes, coaches, officials and members of sports association during the felicitation ceremony, the Chief Minister described the achievement as a moment of pride for the entire state. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, participated in the Youth Interaction Program Let's Speak Arunachal at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar on 3rd April 2026, organized by the NGO Let's Speak Arunachal in collaboration with the Governor's Secretariat. The event sought to inspire students to overcome hesitation, express themselves with clarity and confidence. One of the Nokte oral historians and oldest male of Borduria village, Wangkham Tangjang, dies at 101 at Borduria on Sunday. A deep sense of grief has engulfed Borduria village following the sudden demise of Wangkham Tangjang, the oldest male resident of the village who passed away due to a stroke. Arunachal Pradesh is witnessing heavy and moderate rainfall in the last 24 hours in the state. In Lingding, it is reported that in the last 24 hours, the district witnessed 29 millimeter rainfall, whereas in Deomali in Tirap district recorded 18.5 millimeter of rain. Itanagar Met Center in its weather forecast says that widespread rainfall is expected in East Siang and Upper Subansiri district and fairly widespread rainfall in Siang, Upper Siang, Shiyomi and Lower Dibang Valley in the next 24 hours. Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy market reopened in Asia after the US announced a blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 in a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.